I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, as part of 250 Lex this month, we're celebrating Lexington's culinary traditions.
In 2009, the Nunn Center worked with Mike Hammonds to interview Warren Rosenthal. Warren Rosenthal was a restaurateur and an entrepreneur. In 1948, as a young graduate of the University of Kentucky, Rosenthal went to work for Jericho, which was running Jerry's Restaurants. Jerry's started in 1946 as a roast beef sandwich stand here in Lexington, but within 10 years, Rosenthal, who then was the CEO of Jericho, oversaw the franchising of Jerry's, which grew rapidly. By 1969, Jerry's had 67 locations, many of them here in Lexington and Louisville, but you and I also ate at one in the Cincinnati area growing up.
Absolutely. Mount Washington know it very, very well.
That year, 1969, they had an idea for expanding with a new restaurant concept involving a new partner, Jim Patterson, who was proposing a very similar concept of fish and chips. So they negotiated and they combined efforts.
When a Jerry's franchisee of ours named Jim Patterson called and me and said, I want to get permission, because it was restricted in his franchise agreement with Jerry's for him to have any other restaurant, to develop a concept franchise in fish and chips that's available. I said, why don't you sell us your Jerry's in Bowling Green and Louisville and come in and take 25% interest in our seafood concept and manage our restaurants in fast food, fish and chips. And what I was getting for that, and this was what really enticed me, was three restaurants of great high profit for a reasonably low price in this merger. Never dreaming that fish and chips was going to be much better than Lott's Prize sandwich shops. So he said, okay, ultimately he said, I'll do that. I formed a separate corporation because nobody in our corporation wanted to mess with him. They didn't like him, and I knew how to handle him. We had fish people come down and try to sell us codfish, and I said, you're not going to sell me any codfish. I took cod liver oil when I was a kid, and I don't want the taste of codfish. I said, codfish has no taste. Let me show you. And he took some codfish, and he boiled it in water and gave us a water and said, drink it. And there was no taste. And the meat had no taste. It's all in the seasonings that made the codfish good. So that became the background for our fish, and we came up with fish and chips. And we sold that with fries. When we had fish and fries, fish and more, treasure chests, it was two fillets of fish and peg legs. You know what the peg leg was? The wing, the big joint out of the wing of the chicken. And then we had chicken planks, was a boneless strip of white meat. And no one had ever used planks of chicken before in white meat. We were the first to do that. But when we started, all we had was fish and chips and peg legs for those people that didn't like fish. Well, we devised a menu that if we could do $75,000, we'd make about 10%. If we could do $100,000, it would be about 18%. And God only knows, if it were $125,000, we could make 22%. The first unit we opened was on Southland Drive. You know where it was on Southland Drive? It did $125,000 the first year. And we thought we had found a gold mine. And we couldn't build them fast enough.
And as they say, the rest is history.
Warren Rosenthal passed away in 2019. He had a tremendous impact on the restaurant industry. He also mentored many people who went on to be very successful as well.
And you can hear more from Warren Rosenthal in this unique collection.
We have six total interviews with Warren Rosenthal. They're being prepared to go online as we speak at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.